KB4SKD, listen.
C4SKD, KB4CBA, good afternoon.
For CBA, KC4SKD, how you doing? Tell you, the weather don't get much better than this.
Really nice out here, I'll tell you. Wish I was out in the tennis court, but I'm not going to get to play any today, for sure.
I hope everything's okay.
Just got things to do. I just finished getting my hair cut, and I'm going to be going back up and head up to my sister's for a couple of days in Maggie Valley, and then go on up to Pigeon Forge for a week, and we rented a mountain house up there. So, anyway, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've been to Pigeon Forge many times. Question for you. Do you ever go to Gatlinburg and eat at the Pancake Pantry?
No, I can't say that I have. I've been to a lot of places in Gatlinburg. I used to go to a music conference up there it was always the week after the 4th. And I went for years, and we stayed one of the hotels right there near the convention center.
I'm not advertising for them, but if you get a chance, you need to go to the Pancake Pantry. And make sure you go early, because it gets full in the morning. But, I mean, they have some incredible pancakes, and it's such a nice atmosphere restaurant, too.
Trying to pay attention to traffic here. I'm on Wade Hampton and Greer, headed west, and traffic's moving kind of slowly, especially the lane I'm in. It always seems like it doesn't matter which lane I get in, I'm always in the slowest lane.
Me too. I actually get to leave the office early today. There wasn't much going on, and I got some vacation time I got to use or I lose it. So I sent my boss a message and said, I need to leave at 12. He said, that's okay. Sounds good to me.
And you're on TR, Mama.
Go ahead. This is KC4SKD.
And I think it's Richard, but I'm not sure. This is Tom, and I hope you gentlemen are doing good. Let me turn the radio down. 64 degrees, and you're right, it is awesome up here, Dave. We just went up to Hendersonville and got some apples, and I didn't think there'd be that many people out buying apples, but you can hardly get in the parking lot at Granddad, so we went down the road and went to another place. I don't even know the name of it. Do you, Bernice?
No.
But they were just as good. Enjoyed that. I wanted one of them slushies, Dave. A little bitty cup of it was, apple slushie, was $4. And I ain't cheap, but I don't consider myself dumb either. I ain't giving that much.
An apple slushie doesn't sound very appetizing to me. Anyway, I'd rather have apple cider. I know around Christmas my wife makes some kind of hot cider, and it's really good. And anyway, I've never heard of a slushy. That's interesting.
RSKD, I've never heard of an apple slushy either. I'd be willing to try it. Go ahead, Tom.
They have them at Granddad's, and they had them at this other place, but that cup, if you took your thumb and your trigger finger, was about that tall, and, about that big around. And it was $4. Now, I thought you'd be getting a great big thing like you get at Quick Trip or something. Oh, they are delicious. But they're real bad about brain freezes, Dave. But they're really good, but they're not worth that much, I don't think.
Somebody thinks they are. I'd say they're real proud of that.
Else I really like too. They finally put the recipe out during COVID, but if you ever go to Disney World, get a Dole whip cup. Now those things are wonderful.
There's one of those, but oh my, it's beautiful up here. What highway are we on now? 11. And no, it didn't. We're on 101, aren't we? I don't know, but yeah, it's just Highway 101 on the GPS. Bernie's screwed up. She's a good navigator usually, Dave, if I slap her around once a week, you know, to keep her on the stick. But I don't know about today. She's off, but we're just straight north of our place. Coming home, and I bought a couple of apple fritters, and we bought 2 bags of apples. I don't think there was any apples in the apple fritters. I'll have to say Granddad's, pastries and that are a little better than this place we went to. But there sure was fine people, and we really enjoyed going there. It's just down the road from Granddad's. I parked at Granddad's, and I looked in there, and there was a line at the pastry place. And there was a line at the checkout, and I said, them apples just ain't worth that much. And we went down the road, and it was a lot more leisure, and the same apples in the same area won't taste the same, as far as I'm concerned.
From the same place. Who knows? Anyway, well, we've driven up to, I think it's called Treetop Orchard up there in or Flat Rock or wherever it is, up toward Hendersonville, and a few times and gotten some apples, but I love apples. My wife sprinkle some spice on them and slice them up and cook them in the microwave, and boy, they really come out good. But I don't know what kind of apples they are, but they are good.
For a few minutes, I'm going into a bad spot for this repeater, so y'all carry on. I'll be back a little bit. KC4SKD clear.
I'm safe and have a good day. Dave, I never heard of doing that. You heard of that? We'll give that a try. But, that's Skytop Orchard. We used to go there, but I don't know. It's just an easier drive for us to go to the Bat Cave turnoff, and you just go straight on down the road through Hendersonville there. And all those apple orchards are on the left and the right side of the road. We usually go to the ones to the left side. That way, when you come out, that traffic down there is horrible. And we were there one year during the Apple Festival. Holy mackerel, you do not want to go downtown. They're backed up forever, just getting into the downtown area. But you would have thought it would kind of slacked off this time of year, but it ain't, and the traffic ain't either.
Before CPA Mobile, yeah, I'm not looking forward to driving up to Maggie Valley, because I'll go up 26, and they got all that construction, and there's going to be a lot of traffic, and so it's going to be an exercise in patience, for sure.
Phil says he's copying us direct in Campobello at 176 and 11. He's sandbagging, I think, as we called it back in Kansas, Dave. Yeah, that Maggie Valley, I went through there a couple of times. The GPS, whenever we go up there to the casino, once a year. It always tries to take us through there, but we go on up, I think it's 74 to 414 and then go in, which is much easier than going over the mountains. We went over those mountains here in the daughter's car when we were just visiting down here before we moved here. And oh my, going down the other side, there's snow on both sides of the road. Thankfully, it wasn't on the roadway itself.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty, yep, well, I'm not looking forward to it. 26 and 40, westbound, so it's going to be fun, but anyway, I don't have to, well, we're going to a concert tonight in Nashville, but I got plenty of time to get there. Well, I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I'm going to pull on in the garage and y'all carry on. And hello and goodbye to both of you. Hello, Rusty. Goodbye. And Tom, you behave and quit slapping Bernice around. I know she lets you get away with that. Anyway, 73 to y'all, KB4CBA.
Well, U2T, go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Rusty, or afternoon, I guess it is. I'm watching the crews here. We're just north of the house a little ways. Nice to hear you. Dave, nice to hear you in that construction area on I-26 up there. There's only one word for it. It just sucks. Be careful up there and enjoy your stay. KB4CBA signed in 0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, I'm sitting over here on White Horse Road Extension. I got a house I got to do a piece of property up here. I got to do a property inspection on, so I'm waiting on the owner to show up so I can go up to the house and do the inspection.
If you want, tell me what that amounts to. Are you a house inspector now, Rusty? I assume so from what you just said.
Well, I'm actually doing property inspection. I don't go into the houses. I'm not going in. I'm not certified for that with this company yet. They got one more piece of paperwork they need from me. Now, what I do is I'll go up and take pictures of the buildings that are on the property, you know, so they can see all sides of it. This is for a bank that wants, I guess somebody's wanting to buy or sell this property, and the bank wants it looked at and inspected. So I go up and take pictures of the road that this is on, get a picture of the post office, the mailbox, which is out here at the end of the driveway. And then I'll go up and take pictures of the house, front and back sides of the house, and any other buildings that are sitting on the property. And then I send them all in to the company that, and then I go answer a few questions, send it all in to the company that I work for, and they in turn turn it over to the bank, and then I get paid.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Congratulations. I didn't know exactly what you was doing, but, yeah, you'd be good at taking pictures of it for sure. And I miss doing that a lot, but I got lazy like everybody else and just do it with my cell phone. That's the only reason I even considered getting a better cell phone is a better camera, but, you know, this little iPhone 12 does just fine, and I don't want something the size of an iPad strapped to my side. I get too much pain from the extra weight, so I know that sounds silly because it's not that much, but those batteries are pretty darn heavy.
The external batteries on this for this type of thing, I just use the battery that's built in, that's in it, and I, you know, it's one of these rechargeables. You can pop it in, pop it out, and also, but I've got two different cameras, but I've got the lighter one with me today. Actually, I got both of them, but I just took out the lighter one because that's what I need to get close-up pictures, and I don't need distance things, so I don't need the long lens and all. Now, this is just one of several things I do. I did a property inspection for them down in the big town of Jonesville earlier this week, and last week I did in the last couple of weeks I've done a mystery buy for them in which I went into a store and was looking for certain types of ink for a certain computer printer and everything like that, and I had to deal with clerks and things like that, just to make sure and see what was going on, how the setup was. And then I did what they call a revealed audit up at Walmart up in Boiling Springs last week. And then I go in and I tell them I'm there. I take pictures of their displays. I look to see how many slots they've got ink in, how many are empty with nothing in them, and that type of thing. So, you know, I don't get rich at it, but hey, it gets me out of the house, gets me doing something, I get some exercise, and I get paid for doing it.
Sorry, you can't beat a deal like that. And you enjoy it. Yeah, in the old days, I always dreamed of owning a motor drive on my Minoltas, or if ever I could have avoided it, it would have been Nikons. And but I'd have liked to have a motor drive, and I'd have liked to have an intervalometer for time lapse, and I had extension rings and things like that for close-ups. And I had telephotos. I still got them, but they're useless now, I guess. And, I got a 38-100, and I got a 80-250, and several other smaller lenses, but I haven't used those in years. But, and then the ultimate was someday to own a Hasselblad. I took 2 years from the School of Modern Photography, and I had my own dark room, and I did black and white a lot, and some color slides, Cibachrome. I really like that stuff, and enjoyed it, but they're just too much trouble now when you can just strap a telephone on your side and go.
These modern SLRs, you know, you got the motor drives built into them. You've got the time delay built into them. It's all, you know, you push this button, you push that button, you got time delay. Or if you want to take multiple pictures, you set it up to, you know, take so many frames per second and things like that. And one of these two cameras I've got will do 6 frames per second. And that, you know, that's a lot of frames in a second, so it will do that, and the other one will do 4 frames per second. So, you know, they've got that capability that I use. I used it when I was doing horse show pictures with Bob, and now I do it. I use one or the other of them out here on these sites. Just depends upon what I need, and then I just get them and do it, and you know, move along with it. When I get home, I'll download the pictures to the computer, change the names on them from actually numbers to actually what I took, and then I go online, fill out the form I need to fill out, attach the pictures to it, send it in, and then I'll get paid. So, you know, they just do a direct deposit into my savings account, and that's where the money goes. So it works out.
Very enjoyable. Well, Rusty, we're going down the big hill here, you know, where we're at by the house, and nice talking to you this morning, and we're going to get out and have a cup of coffee and maybe an apple and enjoy the rest of the day. Well, I don't think we got anything planned. The grandson's got a ball game tonight, but I got no use for football. The only reason I go is I'm obliged, but I can't tell them that. Anyways, take care, Rusty. Drive safe. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR. We'll be clear.
Okay. I may call you later and swing by there to pick up another one of those sinkers when I head back home. Because the way I come is I come right over on the road that I come off of when I come down from your place. So, anyway, I'll tap to you later. W2T.
Did you contact the manufacturer to see if he listed any or anything like that, Rusty?
No, I haven't done that yet. I haven't had a chance to do that. I've been kind of busy. And the other place seems to have gone out of business. I can find no reference to them at all.
Oh, boy. That means I just got very few left. But, yeah, I thought you'd find that one. It's got to be in your car, but I'll give you another one. So stop by if you get a chance, and we'll talk to you later. W2T and 0TR73.
All right, we'll catch you later. W2T clear.
Cheesy K, signing on mobile. I'm listening on the station.